Here at Mater Dei Radio, we are celebrating St. Joseph's Catholic Church and School in downtown Salem as our Parish of the Week. And joining me this morning is Jill Wanger, and she is the Development Director at St. Joseph's School. Jill, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
There's so many wonderful things about St. Joseph. I grew up in the area, and so I'm very familiar with it. Jill, as you work at the school, you're also a parent of school children there at St. Joseph's, and you're a parishioner of the parish. Can you just start us off by sharing a little bit about this wonderful community?
Yeah, this is a great community. My husband and I have been part of this church for 13 years, and so we've just really come to love it and the people here. And that's the biggest thing, you know, the church fire we had this August took down part of the church, but the community is strong. It's a wonderful place where people just love their faith. And I think we really take pride in just the way the liturgy is celebrated and with sacred music and just the reverence. But the people just love to still gather together. And so it's a good place to be.
We were all so saddened to hear about the fire last summer that damaged the church. Can you share, maybe just for those of us listening, what's the update on the recovery process and how have you been making things work in the meantime?
It's been a ride.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work to be done and a lot of work that has been done. And, you know, we continue to pray for the construction workers and the engineers and all those really helping to just restore the church. And there was a lot of damage to the church itself and also to the parish center. The school actually was relatively fine. They did some cleaning and air purifying, but that was the best building on campus from fire. But the parish center actually had a lot of water damage. And so there was a lot of repair that needed to be done because of that, because it was so close in proximity to the church. We're hoping next year, by possibly St. Joseph's feast day next year, to be back in the church. It's kind of a long shot, but it might be a little bit later than that. We'll see. That's kind of the goal. But so there's still a lot of work to be done. It's kind of stripped down pretty good right now. On our Facebook page, there are some pictures to show the status of what the church looks like.
Right.
But most people haven't been able to go into it. It's kind of a construction zone area now, so it's blocked off to people. The parish center is coming back to life. So we have actually set up a temporary chapel there in the upstairs of our parish center for daily mass. We got new carpet there, and they've done some work with the walls and just kind of restructured another space for worship. The gym is where we've moved for our Sunday gatherings for mass, but to allow the kids to have gym time for PE and rainy day recess, we needed to have an alternate for the noon mass in particular during the week. And there's still a good amount of people who come to daily mass for that, so that's great. But our gym is now our weekend space for worship. And so, you know, that's come a long way, too. We started with just half of the gym was what we were allowed. You know, before that, we were in the parking lot for several weeks.
Right. I remember
rain
that.
Or shine.
Yeah.
You know, which just says a lot about the community that we can come together and we're not just going to go find another church. Like, this is our home. And, you know, even if it's distracting, if cars are driving by or, you know, you're kneeling on, you know, the pavement,
concrete.
But, you know, and with little kids too, it's like, okay, we're trying to focus. This is still mass, you know, and I know it's hard for them, but we're in it together and we're just doing our best to come together as a community. And I think that's what a good community does, is we come together even when it's hard. And there was one story, actually, Father Jeff, our pastor, had shared at a homily that, you know, one day he was feeling kind of low. You know, it's a rough go, especially being a new pastor in a church for just a couple months before this happened. And he was hearing confessions, you know, on our playground. There's, they kind of made a temporary confession area.
And the playground.
And mass was going on the playground.
Wow.
So,
it's,
you know,
creative. I like it.
Confessions were wrapping up and mass was going on. I think this is a Saturday evening, and just pouring down rain for a while. I was just feeling really low. And then the rain kind of subsided and he saw the people at mass, just their eyes shifted. And it was just at the consecration. There was a double rainbow in the sky. And just kind of, you know, just with everything going on, it was a sign that God is faithful. And that's what I really felt through all this, is that his faithfulness is so present, you know, and just the Holy Spirit is moving in our community. I feel like in some ways we're so much stronger now because the Holy Spirit has just been filling our community. And so it's been great, you know, just to see that. And so we have now, we're in the whole gym. So instead of just half of the gym, we have the whole space. And they brought the crucifix from the old church, which was a nice sign and reminder of where we are. And so they've really kind of taken the stage area and made it a sanctuary and closed it off when it's not a time for liturgy, you know, to help the kids especially remember that the time for playing is different than the time for being at mass. You know, it can be hard for them. But yeah, we're moving along. And there's been an overflow of people, you know, the Spanish mass in particular, they have their 1:30 Mass, they've added a second 1:45 up in the parish center because there's so many people coming.
Oh,
you know, they can't all fit in the gym. I think we're about 300 in the gym. But there's, you know, just more people than that who want to come, and we're not going to turn them away. So they made, you know, they opened that space in the parish center for that Mass. And if we need to do that other times, we can do that as well. But it's nice to see that people are sticking around.
I think just all of us have been so inspired by the witness of your community. And like you said, it's not just about the building. It's your community and your faith that you all have. And I was looking on your Facebook page and I saw pictures that you mentioned of the gym, and I was really struck by how beautiful was, and that clearly you really care about the beauty of the liturgy. And so just even making the gym to be, even as a temporary space, just make it as beautiful a place to worship as possible. And one of the things too, I know that you recently did was earlier this week, we had the Feast of St. Joseph. And I know there was a lot of special activities going on. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was a great day at St. Joseph's. For the school, we started with Mass, and it was a best dressed day. So the kids got to, instead of wearing their normal uniforms, they had the option of wearing, you know, their fancy dresses. And,
oh, how fun.
Ties, you know, yeah, just kind of showing them that it's a special day, it's a solemnity. So we want to just really give God our best. And then they brought, you know, extra clothes to change into later.
Sure.
But after Mass, we had a wonderful rosary procession around the block. And being a downtown parish, sometimes that is really a great witness for us when we do things like this. Because, you know, our middle schoolers are carrying this statue of St. Joseph, beautifully adorned with flowers. The servers are all there with their incense and candles. And, you know, we've got our priests joining us and all these, you know, 170 students, teachers, parents, you know, all these people just walking around the block praying the rosary together. There was one car I saw just kind of stop and watch. And this lady had a smile on her face, just like, I think she was just moved by seeing all these kids praying. So it's a wonderful witness that we can give our community, but a great way to just start our day and celebrate. You know, and we pause in front of the church to pray for the construction, for all the workers, you know, that are trying to restore our church. And there was one worker I saw who just kind of paused as we were there praying. And we appreciate all that they're doing. You know, they're helping us to restore our church. So we just took some time to remember those working to help us and to pray for them and pray for our community. After that, the kids had some fun activities. They had a picnic lunch outside. The weather was great, which was nice. They got to decorate cookies and do some relay games in the afternoon. So it was a fun day. We told them that we're going to take a pause from our Lenten season doing, you know, our sacrifices. Mm-hmm. They've been doing different sacrifice challenges every day and prayer challenges. And we wanted to show that this is a solemnity and this is our patron. And so we took a pause from that to really just celebrate and make the day noticeably different. And I think they had a lot of fun. So it was good. And then for our parish community, they also had a similar Mass and procession around the block, the rosary procession, and followed by a potluck.
Oh,
which
wonderful.
Which is a nice way just to come and gather as a community with one another. So that's kind of a tradition that we have every year. And I was glad to see that those things can still continue despite what's going on.
That's just so beautiful. It gives me chills just thinking about it. And again, I'm speaking with Jill Wenger. She is the development director at St. Joseph's Catholic School in Salem. Jill, can you share a little bit more about what the school is doing and about a big event I know that you have coming up?
Yeah, our school is doing really great. We've had several families join our school even just since January.
Wow.
I think the word has just gotten out that this is a great place to send your kids to. Mm. We want them to grow in faith and knowledge and virtue. And our priests have been great at Mass at kind of encouraging families to try it out if you haven't before. And so, and it's not even just families who are, you know, not wanting to go to public school anymore, but even some of our homeschool families have been inquiring about our school, you know, because they've heard good things about it. One of the things that we have done the last couple of years is a Leader in Me program, which is paired with our Virtues program. And so each morning, the kids, they go to either morning prayer or they have rosary or Mass. And then afterwards, they sit in their classroom and they talk about either a leadership habit or a virtue. And some of those go together. Like our Leader in Me is part of, based off the 7 habits of highly effective people. So it's a children's version. So good habits to have, you know, and then tying in virtue with that. So they want to put first things first. Well, you need some self-control for that. You know, you might need some prudence. So they talk about how they can do those things throughout the day, which is really a great way to just help form our kids to think virtuously. You know, know, in the way that they're interacting with one another and the way they're helping to meet their goals. They start their day with that, which is just wonderful. And we've had some new teachers that we had this year, too, that are just really on fire for their faith. And so I feel like it's just a great place. You know, the atmosphere is just one that the teachers care about the students and want them to grow in their faith. And they mm-hmm. live it out so the kids can see that, too. And but we do have an event coming up, which I'm really excited about. We have our annual auction on Saturday, April 27th at the East Salem Community Center. Normally, we'd have it in our gym, so we had to find a new spot, but this will work out very nicely, and it's close by in Salem. But our theme is around the world, so it's a super fun theme. We've got lots of travel packages and different themed baskets to different countries, and should be just a great time. We have student testimonies and a chance to help our tuition assistants. You know, we want to make sure that everyone has the chance to have a St. Joseph education regardless of their income. And there's a lot of needs we have around our campus right now, but we thought what we really want is to support the mission of allowing our children to attend this school. And so our fund of need is just tuition assistance. We want to help families know that it's possible to get here.
Wow. Jill, if people want to find out more about the auction, as well as maybe other things going on in the parish and the school, how can they find out more?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page for both the parish and the school. Our auction information, if you go to our school website under giving, there's a tab for our auction. You can find out all the things going on there and ways that you can support the school. There's also on both pages, the school page and the parish page, there's a link to our Fire Relief Fund if you're interested in helping with that.
And we'll be sure to add links to both the school and the church website in the show notes of this podcast. And Jill, it's just been a real pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing about your wonderful community there at St. Joseph's.
Thank you so much for having me.